إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد الله سبحانه وتعالى منشن القرآن فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يرى ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يرى الله سبحانه وتعالى said that whatever you have done of good or evil will be shown to you. And whether it's small or big, even if it's the smallest amount of good or the smallest amount of evil, it will be shown. Yara. I remind myself and you, I am in the process of writing or completing, actually I've been writing it for some time now, but of completing a book of my memoirs. It's not an autobiography as such, but it's based on that. So I'm writing about from my earliest memories going forward. You know, various reasons for writing it. One reason, of course, is because some of the things, especially of what I saw and what I lived in the city, are gone forever. So there are the children of today, I mean, they cannot even have it. For love of money, it's just not there anymore, it's gone. And I think it is something which is, at least the memory of it is worth preserving. That people know that there was such a time. But more importantly, what's been happening when I'm writing this, and now it's getting refined and edited by another dear friend of mine who is helping me do it. One of the, perhaps even the unintended consequences of this writing is that I am now able to look at my life in perspective and see for myself things, matters and issues which at that time were so, I thought were so critically important, and issues over which I can recall spending huge amount of emotion and energy and thought and stress and worry and so on. Now when I look back on those issues, they have no meaning at all. Absolutely nothing. I mean, it's now I can literally laugh at myself and say that why was I so concerned about this particular thing? And I think that's a very, as I said, it's an unintended consequence. That was not my idea when I started writing. And of course, perspective is a function of distance. Yeah, you cannot have perspective when you are in the situation. But definitely, I think it's something that I want to recommend that people do, not necessarily write autobiographies, but that's a good way of doing it. Because writing helps you to also slow down the thinking process and focus on specific issues when you are writing things down. When you are just thinking about it, then thoughts sort of float around and they, you know, come and go. But if you sit down and write, then there is a structure to it which is highly beneficial as far as reflection is concerned. So no matter what your age, it's very useful to write down. And then read that thing which you have written. So when you read it, is when you get the perspective and say that what are the things that I am spending my time and energy and emotion and all of this on? Are they really worth that? There is a famous Sher of Ghalib where he said, "Hazaron khaheshe aisi ki har khahesh pe dam nikle." Now, that is our reality, which is that we have thousands of desires, and for each desire we feel that, you know, I can give my life for this. But how many lives have you got and how many will you give? So the key thing is to be able to get perspective, not in retrospect, which almost everybody will get, but currently as we go along, as we progress, so that we decide on making the right choices. One is to think back and say, well, in, you know, such and such a time, there was this thing or this relationship or this decision or so on that I wanted so badly, and today 20 years later, 30 years later, 40 years later, I look back on it and I think that, oh, why did I waste all this time and energy on this particular thing? It's also useful in the sense of it gives you some kind of a lesson. But much more useful is if you can do that currently with our lives as they are going now. So if you can look at what are the decisions which are facing me today, what are the dilemmas, what are the points of stress, what are the points of anxiety, and so forth, and look at them and reflect on them and say that the amount of time, energy, emotion I'm spending on it, is this really worth it or not? And what helps is the perspective of the past, because then you have this framework to reflect on and think that even if there is a particular thing which I think really I have to absolutely get and I must have this, then there was also a time when I believed the same thing about such and such in my past. So is it, are the two the same? And that is a very important thing to do. Now, therefore, how do you decide? What is the criterion for decision making? Now, criteria for decision making at the end of the day is only one, which is of what value is that, to me in the akhirah? Because if you think about it, what remains is what matters, not what is lost. And everything is lost except for that which we send ahead of us. I was in Malaysia 2 days ago, and we was at one of the companies there, and this brother of ours, he was the general manager there, so he made a very very nice statement. He said, we were talking about money and spending in the path of Allah and so on. So he said, only what you spend is yours. Very, very, very good statement. He said, only what you spend is yours. And I told him, I said, I'm going to use this statement of yours. This is Brother Shahrul Azlan is his name. He's from Malaysia, from KL. So he said, only what you spend is yours. Now, if you think about it, that is exactly the principle of Islam. That's exactly what the Quran says, and that's exactly what Rasulullah ﷺ said. There's a famous hadith of Nabi ﷺ where one day he came back from somewhere, and Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, she said to him, Ya Rasulullah, somebody had gifted us a sheep, and I had it slaughtered, and I distributed all the meat, and the only thing that I have left is the shoulder, one shoulder which I kept for you, because he used to like the meat of the shoulder of the sheep. So he said to her, and this was the way of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he used what we call teaching moments. So he never let a teaching moment go past. So he said, Aisha, you said that you have given away everything and what you have left is the shoulder. He said, what you have left actually is all that you gave away. And what you do not have is the shoulder. So, meaning that what you gave away, you gave away for sadaqah, for charity. And that is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why when my brother Shahul said, what you spend is what you have. The only thing you have is what you spend. I thought it's a very important and good lesson to say that if you really look at our assets and say, what are my assets? We like to define our assets as things that we can see or we can hold or what we have, you know, property or money or whatever it is. But actually the assets are those things which we have already spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we add to that by spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not by hanging on to it or keeping it, you know, in our hands. So perspective and the issue of looking at our lives and saying, how do I decide which action and how much energy? And as I said, the only criteria of decision is in the akhirah. How, what benefit is it to me? And it's very important to judge every action on that basis. Every single action. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say, I will show you only some part of your life. No, every single thing. Mithqala dharrat. So therefore, every single action of ours, every single action, every single opportunity, we have an opportunity and we lose it. It won't come back. It will never come back. Similarly, any action, small or big, we must always ask ourselves this question. What is the actual value of this? What is the real value of this action? And that real value depends on, does this action please Allah or not? I remind myself and you that I always keep saying this, the only person you can fool is yourself. You can't fool anybody else. The whole world knows exactly what is happening. The only person you can fool is yourself. We tell ourselves, oh, it's okay, I can do it. It doesn't matter. When you know perfectly well that it matters, you know perfectly well that what you are doing is wrong, that you should not be doing it, but you fool yourself. So, up to you. I mean, you are all adults. If you want to continue to fool yourself, that's fine. But at the end of the day, you are the one who is going to be holding the can. So that's the reason why it's very important to stop fooling ourselves, to face facts. And the most important and most critical fact is that one day I will die. And that day is not far away, that day is very, very close. Very close, because we do not even know whether we will live as much as we have already lived. For the ones who are older, at least I can say for myself that I can say with complete certainty, inshallah, Allah alam. Allah knows best, of course, but that I am not going to live as much as I have already lived. I am 58. I am certainly not going to live for another 58 years. So, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not even keep me that long. I don't even want to live for another 58 years. So, my point is that for most of us, we can say, well, even for the younger ones, but the point is, the issue is not how long you live. In the Bible, there is a guy called Methuselah. And they say that Methuselah lived for 950 years. And all that they could say about him was that he died. So, there's no point in living like that, living like Methuselah. Your life has no meaning. It just passed. So, whether we live for a long or short time is not the duration. The issue is the what did you do with that life? You know, how is that life beneficial? What value did it have? And that depends on the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why, as I began and I said, that we should think about putting this in perspective and reflecting and looking at our own lives. The best source of guidance is your own life. Because you know what you did. And you know why you did it. And so on and so forth. So, think about that, reflect on it. And then try and bring it back today to say, how of what value is it to me? That is a very, very important thing. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and to accept our work and to help us and guide us and not allow us to go astray. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika rahmatika.